Hello, my name is Steve Rogers, the director of the IBM Center for Applied Insights, and today we're discussing a recent study that we conducted called Achieving Success with the Flexible Workplace. In it, we examine how CIOs and IT managers across the globe are implementing and sometimes succeeding with flexible workplaces. Indeed, what we did was survey over 675 such CIOs and IT professionals in 6 countries across 4 continents in 15 industries. And what we found was that a good number of them, 93% of them, are seeing some productivity of 5% or more in their efforts. However, there is a particular group, the forward thinkers, who are seeing 20+% on average in terms of productivity gains and cost savings. So we want to explore a little bit more about what those forward thinkers are doing and share with you some of the findings. Joining me today is my guest, Kim Gandhi, Director of Workplace Services within IBM's Global Technology Services Division. So Kim, when it comes to mobility, we found that 3/4 of the forward thinkers were more likely to have a mobility strategy already in place. And compared to the rest of the sample, they were much more likely to have embraced bring your own device, have mobile application platforms and application stores for their employees, and support a broader set of mobile devices and operating systems. What have you found with your clients?
Well, I could give you a very good example. Recently had talked with one of the C-suite executives, and he had been on vacation and was actually at a beach, and he got a request via his cell phone that he needed to approve a capital expenditure that was higher than what his direct reports were capable of signing. It was something that needed to be signed by him. And he ended up having to go off to his hotel room and log back into his PC and be able to take care of that. Immediately when he got back from his vacation, he didn't like the fact that he had to do that. And he said, look, I've got this great iPhone here. How do I change my application stack in such a way that I can actually log into my phone, do that sort of approval without impacting the business of, you know, what my people have to do day to day, just in case of emergencies, not wanting to work day in and day out while he's on vacation. But in those cases, how could he have that ability to do so? What he found is as he did that installation, he actually freed his people up to have more flexibility in their approvals and the applications that they had to do as well. So overall, he was very happy with the fact that he jumped into more of a bring-your-own-device and application stack that allowed him to gain approvals faster and thus move his company in the direction that he wanted it to go.
It's a great example of how, you know, we're sort of consumerizing our business processes as we all experience our own devices and live on Facebook or LinkedIn and are expecting the same kind of convenience at work. One of the interesting things that we also found was in terms of the applications that the forward thinkers are trying to bring to bear is that they're trying to give access to not only back office processes but also front office processes. Have you seen that trend in your work with clients?
I certainly have. You know, we actually have come across a few customers, and it's gathering more interest, where they really have a global operation. They are trying to make sure that they tap into the best expertise around the world. And how do they do that in such a way that allows their people to not have to get up at 2 or 3 in the morning? And in one example, we actually had a customer who enabled their people to be able to have video conferences via their personal devices at their houses, so they could perhaps do a little later in the afternoon or evening conference call in whatever time frame around the world. And the other people could actually be within an office environment and do their video conference there. It also allowed them, with the solution that they had put together, collaboration tools that allowed them to share documents, actually make changes during the video conference or web conference that they were holding, and thus allowing them to reduce the amount of email that was being transferred around And instead of being, you know, days in the making of a planning session or flying people in for a day-to-day session, maybe expensive thousands of dollars in travel expense from bringing people in from around the world, they were able to have a very, you know, timely meeting and start making decisions that affected the global workplace within a matter of days. So it was a very positive experience for them, and one that we're seeing more customers gravitate towards as they're looking at smaller workforces and having people in different parts of the world that have a lot of experience and expertise that they want to tap into.
It sounds like the customer you just described is thinking along the lines of the forward thinkers. One of the things we found was that two-thirds of forward thinkers are trying to reduce their reliance on email. You know, they're two times more likely than the rest of the sample in that regard. And precisely, as you described, they're looking to leverage collaboration tools and unified communication. So it seems like some people are pushing the boundaries there. You know, another area where people are trying to drive more productivity is their user support and how do they go beyond what they're currently doing. And one thing we found was that the forward thinkers are really looking towards crowdsourcing. And are you seeing that in your clients as well?
We're starting to get questions on how do we break away from the traditional help desk or service desk that many customers, you know, have today within their environments. You have the typical, look, my system's broken and I need to call someone and take care of it. And one of the things that we are really looking at is how is that going to happen with help desks of the future in a paradigm shift where we have a lot of people that may not necessarily want to pick up the phone. If you look at the demographics of the people coming out of college and the younger people that are used to handling texting or being on Facebook, really asking questions of whoever they can, whether, you know, they're on the internet or not, how can they get their questions answered? And we are seeing more of that. But we're also experiencing it ourselves. I recently had the opportunity to have to change my own personal passwords on our system. And I went to change them, and I have a bring-your-own-device. I had forgotten to follow the directions, make sure that I was set up to receive my email and communications back on that device. And a couple hours later, I received an email from the support team that handles our remote devices and said, we noticed that there were some errors coming out of communications between your cell phone and the email database. You need to follow these instructions, and we'll get you back on your way. So I didn't have to actually overtly make that phone call to the desk. I foresee that more and more desks will become that automated and allow us to do that type of work, as well as, you know, if we set things up within crowdsourcing, whether it's at the customer site within their environment because they want to be a little more protected, say in a you know, in a hospital setting or in a regulated environment like finance, where they can't crowdsource to the outer world, but may crowdsource within. You know, how do I do this within an application versus having to call a help desk? We're seeing those sort of requests starting to come in, and how could we craft something that would turn us into a help desk of the future?
I love that proactive help desk stance. I mean, oftentimes some of us pull our hair out when it comes to getting help from help desks, and the fact that they actually proactively reached out is great, or the system did. And it's interesting that you brought up the notion of passwords, which leads me to security. One of the things we found when it comes to inhibitors to adopting mobility, collaboration tools, and some of this user support wasn't the cost as much as the security of it. So the respondents to our study are pointing out an interesting tension. They feel like security is a key barrier, but they know once they go down the path, they will actually have a more secure environment. Well, what are your clients saying about security when it comes to the adoption of some of these tools?
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to take an example within the public sector and the hospitals. You know, there's many times where you're going in and you have a doctor's visit, and many of the doctors these days want to have a personal device, some sort of mobile device coming around with them, even a laptop for flexible workplace, and handling their research or their items that they consider they're the experts on within their field. And they're not as interested in taking a hospital's view on what the type of equipment they should use. They want to use their own equipment and bring it in. So the hospitals are really struggling with how do we make sure that our patient data, HIPAA data, et cetera, is kept safe, and yet we are able to, you know, really exploit the knowledge and information that the doctors have. And so when we're looking at security options around that, more and more security is coming into play to make sure that people have, you know, better quality of life, especially in the hospital scenario. So I can't wait to see where that really goes, because so many of us at some point will need some sort of specialist, and I would much prefer somebody who can get their hands on the data and be able to use their own devices than have to walk out and go find something somewhere else.
No, absolutely. You know, as we close, do you have any parting thoughts for our audience as they approach the flexible workplace in their enterprise?
Sure. You know, it's been something that we've seen over the last couple of years. The forward thinkers, you know, the early adopters have really started those questions and asking, you know, how are we going to stay current? And what we're seeing within the last year or so, really, is we're finding other customers are starting to get a lot of questions from the people that are graduating from, you know, from college, graduating from school, coming into the workforce, and they've been used to a certain amount of consumerism. They're bringing their own laptops, they're bringing their own different types of devices, they're seeing the advertisement of what are the capabilities out there. So many companies are really starting to grapple on how do I become that forward thinker and how do I start building that strategy of embracing the overall flexible workplace model. We know it's been around for years, but now as the companies are being exposed to it on a day-to-day basis, there are some struggles with that, and they're asking the questions, well, how can we start? Where do we start? And there isn't any one straight answer. Everyone's got a different starting place. And sometimes, you know, the best thing to take a look at is where are you seeing, from an IT perspective, where are you seeing the most challenges coming in? Is it coming out of your C-suite? And, you know, they have some very specific needs because they want to become more productive, or they want to make sure that they're being available when their company needs them. Or is it from the standpoint of, you know, you've got a global company and you're looking, how do I get global collaboration going, because we really want to become the leaders in that particular marketplace. So as you really start working on what is the point that you really want to address, each one of those, it has the capabilities of quite a few different options and environments.
So, Kim, I want to thank you for a really informative discussion today and sharing your insights with us. I really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed this session.
It was our pleasure. I also want to thank our listeners. If you'd like to learn more, please find our full study, Achieving Success with a Flexible Workplace, at ibm.com/services/flexible-workplace, all one word. Or if you'd like to learn more from Kim directly, you can reach her at klgandhi@us.ibm.com. Thanks for listening.